This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. You may not be on the road yet, but we're expected to shatter records as we travel for the holiday period. The AAA's Aixa Diaz.
Thanksgiving is the busiest travel holiday of all. This is the time of year when most people travel. So already you're comparing a very high number from last year. The fact that last year was a record and that we're even going to surpass that this year means a lot.
The AAA says about 80 million Americans are expected to travel over the Thanksgiving holiday. A peek at how consumers are feeling as we head into the holiday season. Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, scored more sales and profits in the past few months with its comparatively low prices. Overseas now, Russia's war against Ukraine is now 1,000 days old. This morning, Ukraine fired 6 missiles into Russia, says Moscow, missiles supplied by the U.S., as Russian President Putin formally lowered the threshold for using nuclear weapons. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a revised nuclear doctrine declaring that a conventional attack on Russia by any nation that's supported by a nuclear power will be considered a joint attack on his country. Putin's endorsement of the new nuclear deterrent policy comes on the 1,000th day after he sent troops into Ukraine on February 24, 2022, the signing of the doctrine, which says that any massive aerial attack on Russia could trigger a nuclear response, reflects Putin's readiness to threaten use of the country's nuclear arsenal to force the West to back down as Moscow presses a slow-moving offensive in Ukraine.
Prosecutors are expected to wrap up their case today in the trial of the man accused of killing Georgia nursing student Laken Riley. They've called nearly 24 witnesses. Defense goes next. The accused man, Jose Ibarra, illegally entered the U.S. in 2022, that from federal authorities. This is AP News. Now to clergy sexual abuse and a request to the Vatican.
In 2002, the U.S. Catholic Church approved a zero-tolerance policy that says a priest will be removed permanently from church ministry based on even one single act of sexual abuse. On Monday in Rome, the president of Ending Clergy Abuse, Jim Ahickey, said that policy should be adopted worldwide.
While countries around the world have begun to act, investigating, issuing reports, and despite countless exposés in the media and ongoing legal battles led by brave survivors, the church continues to lag.
Nicholas Cafardi, a U.S. canon lawyer who was a member of the board that provided input to the U.S. policy, says those norms are still in place because U.S. bishops keep asking to keep them. But he says other bishops complain that they restrict their authority and freedom. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.